Chapter 3. The Many Faces of Type 1 and Type 2 Diabetes. What we already know is a great hindrance in discovering the unknown. Claude Bernard, French physiologist, 1813 to 1878. There's a long, long list of symptoms associated with diabetes. The most familiar may be disturbed blood sugar levels, but that's just the beginning. In fact, blood sugar levels may be off for some time before they are caught, often only when some of these other symptoms are being investigated. The sooner you stabilize your blood sugar levels, preventing the many negative symptoms from developing, the better. This chapter walks you through the many signs your body may be sending you that all is not right, so that you may answer that call swiftly if it comes. But our fondest wish is that for you, this chapter will be nothing more than a field guide to a world you'll never enter. I hope it will stir all readers' resolve to eat right in order to power their bodies for good health. Hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia. Among the beginning symptoms of excess acidity leading toward diabetes are hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, and hyperglycemia, high blood sugar. The two may seem to be opposites, but really they are two sides of the same coin. Both stem from sugar addiction and the acid environment sugar creates in the body. Hyperglycemia indicates an obvious problem with insulin production or use. It simply isn't there, or isn't doing its job, handling sugar. Low blood sugar, which is very common, actually indicates overblown insulin production, insulin working overtime. The pancreas produces two hormones to regulate blood sugar. Insulin, which is supposed to make sure blood sugar levels don't get too high, and glucagon, which keeps them from dropping too low. Insulin helps clear sugar from the bloodstream by helping transport it across cell membranes into the cells to be used to produce energy. In addition, insulin acts on the liver to convert sugar into glycogen and fat for storage. Glucagon sends a message to the liver and then to the muscles to convert stored carbohydrates, glycogen, back into sugar.